It's the old college try from Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, the all-university choir, drawn from five colleges and universities around western Pennsylvania. I'm Jim Cunningham, degree-holding disc jockey, with Carl Orff's O Fortuna, Bernstein's Chichester Psalms, and Arrigo Boito's Mephistophele Prelude. The Pittsburgh Symphony has worked with singers from Penn State University and most often collaborates with the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh. For this program, it's a first-time experience that proved inspirational for Manfred Honeck and the audience.
As you know, I'm very interested to help young people to get more involved in the symphony and also to learn more about classic music. It is a joy to work with young people, and especially this repertoire, what we do, of course, O Fortuna from Karl Orff's Carmina Burana, is a popular movement. Chichester Psalms are also very popular but demanding, and I wanted to challenge our young people. So it's a joy to work with young people and joy to have them, that they are feel also how it is to play with a world-class orchestra in the Heinz Hall. I'm sure, as I myself also experienced that these young kids will keep these moments in their memory.
Manfred Honeck will conduct the singers of the All-University Choir, drawn from Chatham University, the Duquesne University Voices of Spirit Ensemble, the Grove City College Touring Choir, the St. Vincent Camerata in La Trobe, and Washington and Jefferson Camerata Singers. Manfred Honeck invited Christine Hestwood, the director of music at Westminster Presbyterian Church in Upper St. Clair, and Robert Page, who served as director of the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh for 26 seasons, in addition to holding a conducting post with the Pittsburgh Symphony and heading the music department at Carnegie Mellon University, where he continued to teach until 2013. Robert Page also conducted the Cleveland Orchestra Choir for two decades until 1989.
Is one of the best choir leaders in the country, and it's a joy also to have him involved in all this choir preparation. I'm very thankful for Robert that he's doing that, and also Chris Hestwood, that I can rely on people who are working very, very deeply in the choir area.
Here is Manfred Honeck to conduct the opening music from Carmina Burana by Karl Orff with the All-University Choir, gathered together on the Heinz Hall stage for the first time. Fortune, Empress of the World, Fortuna Imperatrix Mundi, the opening music from Carmina Burana by Carl Orff, with Manfred Honeck conducting the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and the All-University Choir at Heinz Hall. Carl Orff's Carmina Burana was first heard at the Frankfurt Opera House on December 8, 1937. The All-University Choir will next perform Leonard Bernstein's Chichester Psalms. They were commissioned by the Dean of Chichester Cathedral for the 1965 Southern Cathedral Festival. Their message is from the Psalms, sung in Hebrew, man's closeness to God, opening with Psalm 108, Awake, Psaltery, and Harp, I will rouse the dawn, followed by Psalm 100, Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, and Psalm 23, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Recalling the young shepherd David, Psalm 100 requires a young soloist.
We have a boy soprano. It's Maxim Sterbatyuk, who auditioned for me a month ago, and I'm proud to have a boy soprano, because that was also requested by Leni Bernstein himself, either a countertenor or a boy soprano. But Leni himself preferred a boy soprano, therefore it's a wonderful color in the second movement, which brings also another dimension to the piece.
Choir singers love the Chichester Psalms. What is it that inspires singers with this piece? It's a favorite. I've heard Mendelssohn Choir members say, oh, we're doing the Chichester Psalms, I'm going to sing this year.
Well, it is a wonderful, joyful music and happy music, and that rhythmical, as typical Bernstein. It is so like a dancing music, but it's not cheap music. It's a very deep felt music, and he brings out colors. Also, the boy soprano, as I said before, the idea to bring new elements into that. And the third bar, for example, is a very strong felt espressivo in the strings, for example, and then goes back to a strong rhythmical elements. So Bernstein stays for harmony, great harmony, and joyful music and rhythmical music.
Here is our 12-year-old soloist, Maxim Sherbatyuk, from South Fayette Middle School. You'll hear the All-University Choir and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra with Manfred Honeck conducting the Chichester Psalms by Leonard Bernstein.
Oh! Thank you.
The Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra with Manfred Honeck conducting music by Leonard Bernstein. His Chichester Psalms. We heard Maxim Shevardnadze from South Fayette Middle School. Our soloist joined the Pittsburgh Youth Chorus at Duquesne University in 2011. William Steinberg gave the first performance of the Chichester Psalms 2 years after they were written in 1967 at a special concert in Pittsburgh Civic Arena, the former home of the Pittsburgh Penguins hockey team. Leonard Bernstein was at home in the Opera House on the Broadway stage, playing the piano as a soloist, composing and conducting. We'll next hear music from the opera world, the overture to La Forza del Destino, The Force of Destiny, by Giuseppe Verdi. Manfred Honeck conducts the Pittsburgh Symphony. Thank you. The Force of Destiny, La Forza del Destino, the overture to the opera by Giuseppe Verdi with Manfred Honeck, music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony. Set in 18th century Spain, Destiny requires that everyone on the stage is dead at the end of the opera. Manfred Honeck has recorded the Force of Destiny overture with the Pittsburgh Symphony for the Exton label. There is one last choral spectacular on the way from Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, the final psalmody from the prologue to Arrigo Boito's Mephistophele, inspired by Johann Wolfgang von Goethe and his masterpiece, Faust. Boito is known mostly for the librettos he wrote for Verdi's Otello and Falstaff. Manfred Honeck explained that the 1876 opera is so big it isn't done very often, and when it is, it's most often trim. The final psalmody is a hymn to Mary, with penitent women from earth singing Salve Regina, then a reply from the cherubim and celestial host.
The opera was criticized very much when it was first premiered in 1860s, but he reversed it, Van der Meggin. He shortened that, and also the prologue he shortened. Therefore, he was very wise to do it, that the people can understand also the story very much. The end reminds me a lot of Mahler's Second Symphony, The Resurrection. They have a lot of similarities, of course, in an Italian way, and it is not a symphony, but it has the same greatness and great effect in the end.
Well, the Boito, hardly anyone in this country knows, other than opera enthusiasts, Boito's name, but what amazing music, astonishing,
it's absolutely
hair-raising.
Great music, and I wish that it could be one time done, the whole opera here in Pittsburgh. It's worth to listen it.
Here is Manfred Honeck to conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and the All-University Choir. Boito's Mephistophele, the final psalmody from the prologue. with echoes of Ave, Hail. The celestial host sang Hail, Lord of Angels and Saints. The final psalmody from Arrigo Boito's Prologue to Mephistophele. This was the first performance at Heinz Hall by the Pittsburgh Symphony of Arrigo Boito's Mephistophele Prologue. On this historic occasion, the debut of the All-University Choir, the singers wanted to linger a few minutes longer, so they prepared an encore with text written by Robert Page. Using the anvil chorus from Il Trovatore by Giuseppe Verdi as the tune, the words praise the patronage of the members of the Pittsburgh Symphony audience.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for being such a wonderful audience. Because of your faithfulness, we want to play for you now the whole opera Trovatore. So I hope you have time a little bit to stay with us. At least, ladies and gentlemen, the best number in this opera, for me personally, is the anvil chorus. But we do something special for you. Our choir legend, who actually prepared with Chris Hestwood and all the choir leaders together this wonderful university choir, please give a special applause for the university choir. Thank you. Bravo. Fantastic. Thank you. And Bob Page has changed the language of the anvil. Of course, everything is Italian, but he wanted to do something for you in English. And, let's surprise you. Don't do anything. Thank you so much. What you do for us is absolutely wonderful and fantastic. Thank you so much.
The Anvil Chorus from Il Trovatore by Giuseppe Verdi. Robert Page wrote the words and prepared the choir with Christine Hestwood. It was the All-University Choir joining the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. A hymn of praise for the donors to the annual fund of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. On stage for a bow, Robert Page and Christine Hestwood, who prepared the choir along with their choir directors, Stacy Brett Connor, conductor of Chatham University Choir, Dr. Karen Daly, who leads the Duquesne University Voices of Spirit, Dr. Catherine Mueller, conductor of the Grove City College Touring Choir, Father Stephen Concordia, conductor of St. Vincent Camerata, and Dr. Susan Medley, conductor of the Washington and Jefferson Camerata Singers. Gaudeamus igitur, so let us rejoice, heard most often at university graduation ceremonies. Despite its use as a formal graduation hymn, it's thought to originate in a Latin manuscript from the year 1287, in the tradition of carpe diem, or seize the day. The idea is to enjoy life. It was known as a beer-drinking song in many early universities, and it's the official song of many schools. It was a favorite of Johannes Brahms. Jim Cunningham reminding you it's never too late to go back to school and pick up another degree. Brahms composed his academic festival overture during the summer of 1880 as a musical thank you to the University of Breslau, which had awarded him an honorary doctorate the previous year. Johannes Brahms thought he could send a simple handwritten note of acknowledgement to the university. He hated the idea of public fanfare for celebrity. But the conductor, Bernard Schultz, who had nominated him for the degree, convinced him that protocol required him to make a grander gesture of gratitude. The university wanted a new piece. Schultz wrote to Brahms, "Compose a fine symphony for us, but well orchestrated, old boy, not too uniformly thick." Brahms fulfilled his quota by creating a boisterous potpourri of student drinking songs, concluding with the broad, triumphant finale of Gaudeamus igitur. Brahms was showing off his mastery of counterpoint, further fulfilling his academic program. Here is former Pittsburgh Symphony music director Lauren Mazel to conduct the Academic Festival Overture by Brahms at Heinz Hall with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Thank you. Lauren Mazel conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, the Academic Festival Overture by Johannes Brahms. That recording was made at Heinz Hall on the 8th of September, 1989. Lauren Mazel is a graduate of the University of Pittsburgh, where he studied math and philosophy. In 1951, he won a Fulbright scholarship, which took him to study Baroque music in Italy. Just a few years later, he made his first recordings in Berlin with the Berlin Philharmonic. Johannes Brahms himself conducted the premiere of the Academic Festival Overture at a special convocation held by the University of Breslau on January 4, 1881. Bricka-bracka, firecracker, sis, boom, ba, be true to your school. I'm Jim Cunningham, graduate of Teal College in Greenville, Pennsylvania. Our program is produced and edited by Brian Savar, who graduated with distinction from Washington and Jefferson College in Washington, PA. Thanks for joining me. I hope you'll return next week, same time and place, for a concert by the Pittsburgh Symphony. Remember, only two orchestras in the world have their own internet audio service 24 hours a day. You'll find Pittsburgh round the clock at the Pittsburgh Concert Channel, WQED.org Listen. You can listen online or with iTunes on your computer or smartphone. The entire season can be found as streaming audio on demand. Till we meet again, write for your free program guide. Also in the envelope will be the Pittsburgh Symphony paper binoculars. They're terrific for watching urban birds and concert life. And they're free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15213. Be sure to include your address and let me know what station you're listening to. The address again, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15213. Visit our website at psoradio.org or send email directly, pso@wqed.org. The Heinz Hall recording engineer is Harold F. Chambers III. This program is made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
PRI, Public Radio International.